In this bulletin, another 60 Australians and Afghan visa holders evacuated from Kabul. Sydney's lockdown extended to the end of September. And in sport, Ash Barty through to the quarterfinals of the Cincinnati Open. This is SBS News. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. Another 60 Australians and Afghan visa holders have been evacuated from Afghanistan on a third rescue flight. More than 160 people have now been evacuated by Australia from Kabul Airport. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says lifting people out of other parts of Afghanistan isn't possible.
The situation in Kabul does remain chaotic. We are engaged in constant messaging and contacts as wherever we possibly can with those we are seeking to evacuate. Operations of Australian Defence Force or others who are there beyond the airport are not possible. They are not able to be undertaken in any way by the Australian Defence Forces. To do so would put them at great risk with no commensurate benefit.
Curfews are being introduced in parts of Greater Sydney, and the city's lockdown has been extended until the end of September after New South Wales recorded 642 new community cases of COVID-19 and two more deaths. The isolation status of more than 500 of the new infections remains under investigation. A curfew from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. will be imposed on the residents of Sydney's 12 local government areas of concern from Monday. They'll also be limited to exercising outside their house for an hour per day. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says masks will also be compulsory both indoors and outdoors across the state unless exercising.
The reason why we're extending the lockdown for another month and the reason why we're imposing these additional measures in those local government areas of concern is because the vaccine takes at least 2 to 3 weeks, the first dose, to have effect. So we're doing everything we can. We've thrown everything at this. And now it's time to bunker down.
Victoria's Premier warns the state's coronavirus outbreak is on the edge of getting out of control. 55 new locally acquired COVID-19 infections have been detected in Victoria. Just 25 of the new cases were in isolation for their entire infectious period, and the source of 6 are still being investigated. Daniel Andrews says Victoria's outbreak could end up like Sydney's if people continue to flout restrictions.
It's not just delicate, it's not a tipping point. Like, we are right on the edge of this getting away from us. And it's not because contact tracing aren't doing everything they can, they are. It's not because we didn't lock down fast enough, we did. It's this Delta variant is so wildly infectious that it will find every breach of every rule, and it will potentially spread because of that.
The ACT's COVID-19 outbreak has grown to 95, with 12 new infections detected in the latest reporting period. 11 of the new cases are linked to existing infections. While the lockdown in the Northern Territory town of Katherine has lifted after no new COVID-19 cases linked to an infected defence contractor were found. People hospitalised with COVID-19 will soon have access to a new treatment that could prevent death. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has provisionally approved GlaxoSmithKline's Sotrovimab, making it available for use in hospitals next week. Federal Health Minister Greg Hunt says the treatment is likely to help about 8 to 13% of patients.
So it's not a result for everybody, but it's particularly likely to help those who are at risk of progressing to very serious illness. It's the first, but not the last, of the treatments that are likely to have a significant impact on improving prospects. So,
to sport, Ash Barty is through to the quarterfinals of the Cincinnati Open after defeating Victoria Azarenka in straight sets. The victory gives the world number one the chance to put a huge ranking gap on Naomi Osaka before the US Open starts at the end of the month. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth showers 19 degrees, Adelaide shower or two 17, Melbourne partly cloudy 18, Hobart shower or two 14 degrees, Canberra possible shower 18, Wollongong partly cloudy 25, Sydney similar conditions 24 degrees as well, Newcastle partly cloudy 25, Brisbane sunny 26, Cairns showers tending to drizzle 27 degrees, Darwin sunny 34. I'm Philippa Carisbrook. This is SBS News.